Libra, we start the week out feeling like repeat of the same old you know what, but it gets so much better. We're going to get into the astrology first and then into the cards. This is for Libra Sun, Moon, and Rising. Libra, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. There's always an extended link for those of you who want to go deeper and continue the message with me. I welcome you to join. The link is right below, or you can join the Unbound membership here on the channel and get unlimited access to all the channel perks as well as all the extended readings. As many as your heart desires, just go on through and enjoy them. So I hope you consider that as well. There is a daily tarot card reading that I do. It's a general tarot card reading that I do live Monday through Friday on my second YouTube channel, Astrology Motivation. So please remember to explore that. I'll attach the link above. And Libra, your videos come out every single Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. So be sure to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. What's going on with the astrology? There's still a beautiful trine between Pluto and Venus, and this is going to majorly impact you, of course, intensify things, almost harmonize you with your primal instinctual self, who you are, who you maybe even don't understand, but the truth and the comfort that comes with being able to accept yourself for purely exactly who you are. Which is good in connection to the beginning of the week, which is a little bit, because there's also a semi-square to Chiron. So it could feel like, hey, I feel different, right? It's like you feel different and the world is different and everything has changed and you've transformed, but it seems like you're still replaying or going through like fucking reruns of what's happened to you in the past. And that's irritating you because it's like, okay, well, when are we going to move on from this? But I'm new. Am I reacting the same way? It doesn't really matter. What matters is why do I feel like I'm being confronted with like the same old situations? It's like new people, different situations kind of thing. Venus is going to go into Gemini during this week. And when that happens, I believe it happens on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm going to check the exact date for you. Wednesday, Venus enters Gemini. This will lighten things up for you, Libra. This will start making love and money make more sense, or when you're going to actually start to be able to be more attractive and people connecting with you quick, like better, or it's starting to flow more harmonious. People are being more open to talk to you, seeing you in a more friendly light because there's a natural harmony between Venus and, between Gemini and Libra energy anyway. So ultimately, this is where things start to open up on Wednesday. And by next Tuesday, over the weekend, I think, actually, for you guys. But by next Tuesday, when we have that new moon in, which is so it's like the end of the week, because we do like a 7 days out, right? So by the end of the week, when we have that new moon in Cancer, what also happens to Venus that's now in Gemini is it becomes sextile to Jupiter. So there's this explosion of, this is when the new actually begins. This is when I actually feel like the old crap has finally gotten out of my way and the new is tangible now. It's recognizable. It's here. So there's got to be a lot that's going on that's new for you, that's opening up doorways, especially when it comes to connections, starting to talk to people, make new friends, become a part of new groups, get new interests, or anything in terms of communication, because Venus is now in Gemini. Communication is really opening up and expanding for you and starting to succeed. I'm going to say success, broaden, expansion, getting yourself out there, being heard in different areas, in different places, and having that resonate with you and actually work for you. So this is a wonderful time to trust your ideas and put yourself out there and let yourself be heard and expand in terms of communication, networking, and being able to actually make more friends and talk to people more fluently and see that people are more open and interested to talking to you, which can open up so many doors in so many different capacities. So you'll really start to feel, oh, wow, something, it's like the new clicks in by Tuesday. So by the very end of this week, of this energy forecast, everything clicks in because that new moon happens, and then the semi square is gone between Venus and Chiron, and it's replaced by this beautiful sextile between Jupiter and Venus, now in Gemini. So it's a much more open, broad, expansive, communicative, interested, prosperous, live in the moment. Brand new things happening, exciting things happening, interesting things happening as of the end of this week. So for the beginning of this week, patience. That's all I can say. Patience and deep breathing, because you just got to get out of Taurus where things kind of drag their feet a little bit anyway, especially for you guys. Maybe not so much for Tauruses, but it's just the energy is going to drag its feet for you guys until it finally moves out on Wednesday of this week. And then over the weekend, you're going to start to see just beautiful shit start to open up in maybe ways that you didn't even predict, because Jupiter has more in store for you, especially in the way of expanding the heart, expanding the beauty, you looking better, you being more attractive, more interested. So it's a really good time all of a sudden to start putting yourself out there to get really beautiful results. Also, opportunities starting to open up for you. So let's get into the cards. Libra. What are you going to tell me for Libra? Truth transcends illusion and lay a solid foundation. So no matter how frustrating the beginning of this week is, tell the truth. Be honest, be direct. Even though it doesn't come right back to you, maybe it hasn't been validated, the fact that you're consistent with that and the fact that you're consistent with who you are is going to lay a solid foundation for future relationships as well as success. This is Venus. This is Virgo energy. But it's also Venus energy because it's got a six here. So ultimately, there's a sense of news coming out, communications, talking, being able to successfully communicate or successful communications. But I think this is hard work. But it's definitely saying, especially during the time when things don't feel like they're moving forward, which will be at the beginning of this week, lay the foundation. So in other words, this is the time. Remember when I said you can broaden and expand and kind of almost blow the fuck up, but in a good way, at the end of the week? This, in the beginning of the week, is a wonderful time to sort of put yourself out there into new venues, new communication, new networks. I don't know if it's new social media platforms. I don't know if it's new digital platforms. Whatever the fuck it is, it's the time to get yourself out there, because this is when you'll actually have a push. But now is the time to lay a foundation that is solid, so you really know what you're doing. Right? So you're not experimenting and throwing caution to the wind. There's strategy behind it. There's knowledge behind it, and it's intentional execution. So this is the time to start doing it. Truth transcends illusion. Lay a solid foundation. Let's keep going. I feel like that's what you're doing. You're networking. Okay. Hold on. I want to do this card first. Life is speeding up. As soon as Venus enters Gemini, things are going to start coming together. And I feel like you're going to start hearing something from people, or hearing feedback from people, maybe feedback that you've been wanting to receive. But as soon as that happens, because the sun is moving into Cancer, but Venus is moving into Gemini. So it's almost like your own private Gemini season, where stuff starts to be put together, and all of these ideas and clarity will come to you, and you'll be able to understand the way forward or be able to know what you have to do next. And then we have be at home. So you're very at home in this energy. This is also Cancerian energy. This is Gemini, Cancer. This is the movement of Venus and the Sun. It all happens between Tuesday, Wednesday. It all happens between Tuesday, Wednesday. That's really cool. This is the summer solstice. Oh my God, I can't. This is so fucking good. This is good. So it could even be, if you guys have been moving or wanting to move, maybe you're traveling short distance and you may find your new home or a home that you're going to, finding yourself being at home just by talking with new people, making new friends. Okay, I feel like it's almost like, or maybe you just moved and ultimately it's for the first time you're gonna actually start to feel at home in a new job, in a new location, in a new friendship with a new group of people. This is the first time you're actually gonna feel, oh yeah, this is me. I feel really settled here. I feel really right. Bring your ideas to life. This is the lightning bolt moment. So you got a lightning bolt, which means an instant, almost like click moment. It happens so quickly, you'll remember it. Bring your ideas to life. Feel at home. Something is finally clicking. Something is finally clicking, like it finally turns on, like the light finally turns on. People finally notice you, they see you. It's even sharing ideas, feeling really at home and really comfortable in talking about something or sharing ideas and know your worth. It's almost, I gotta say this, Libra, it's almost like for the first time ever, people notice you even if you've been right in front of them. Isn't that like, it's like, oh, when did you get there? Bring your ideas to life, know your worth. It's like feel at home in your skin with exactly who you are. Knowing where you belong. Hold on. I need more specifics, God, because this is all really wonderful news, but I just can't believe this is happening. Okay. So we have the sun, moon, and stars. But the sun and moon are in complete conjunction during this new moon in Cancer. And that's next Tuesday. And I mentioned that for you. So there is an alignment that happens on that day for you that is complete and total fucking breakthrough. I'm going to get more details. We have Virgo energy again. This keeps repeating something that you have been working on. You've dedicated yourself to. And it's slow moving. It's slow process. I don't know why. I honestly don't give a fuck. The bottom line is you have been cultivating something. You've been nurturing something, or you have been writing something. Written verbal communications. Something just pans through. It's like setting it up for automatic success, victory, abundance, profitability coming through for you. It's like you're reaping the harvest. That's what it's saying. You reap the harvest of your hard work. And it's coming a little bit in the future when the sun and moon align. But I want to know what it is. That's what I want to know. So if you can give me those specifics, God, I would be really grateful. Peace. So balance is coming into your life, a feeling of tranquility, because there was frustration and there will be frustration in the beginning of this week because of that semi-square. Okay, but peace, balance, 23, 2 plus 3, change. Something is changing and now it's the shift has finally balanced itself out. Soulmates is in reverse. Why is soulmates in reverse? Observer? I don't know what this is. Okay, you're going to feel really good about something not working out. And it may be something not working out for something else, for somebody else. But ultimately, there's a sense of soulmates. I don't know why it's in reverse. But I have a feeling it's because there was something that was never meant to be, and for some reason it just kept fucking hanging on. And ultimately, when this aligns, something happens with this alignment that fucking separates it and breaks it up and exposes it for bullshit. What does it have to do with fucking you? It's like, it's almost like that needed to happen for it to open up for you. I don't know if this is an opportunity with a person, or I don't really care. Ultimately, there's just this sense of the realignment of the stars makes people realize where they've been wrong, where they have been mismatched, and the mismatches become obvious, and suddenly it's like ends them. Observer, peace. You're almost standing back like a peaceful observer. And you're starting to see, in, like, you have a sense of tranquility here. This is the new moon. So you're sitting here like this brings peace to you. But why is this in reverse, the soulmate in reverse? Why? Some disappointment from the past that didn't get to move forward, but all of a sudden Cancerian energy, it moves it forward. Something that wasn't, you weren't able to get over, you were pissed about. It's something that's, it's finally moving forward. This has got to do with soulmates, but who are these soulmates? Who are these soulmates? Who are these people? Is it Libra and somebody else? What is this? Who is this? Who is this? Fulfillment of wishes. Who is this? Somebody that you've been dreaming of, somebody that you've been wanting, or an opportunity that you have desired. But so why is it in reverse? Why is soulmates in reverse? Why is soulmates in reverse? I'm sorry. Why is soulmates in reverse? Why is soulmates in reverse? Something happened in the past. Bring love into the situation. So this is very giving, very open. It's almost like somebody wanted to be just a friend, or somebody was friendly. Somebody kept it very ambiguous in the past, or this could have been around the Aquarian full moon. I am going to say this. It's almost like somebody gets their just desserts, or whatever was blocking you from getting what you wanted is now not blocking you anymore, because it was seen as not correct. And it's like somebody finally realized it. The mismatch is realized and people can move on from it. Or you were hanging on to past disappointments and carrying them with you. And this is a sense of now you can get over them because you have fulfillment coming in your life in another way. So whoever or whatever you thought was supposed to be yours, it was never supposed to be yours. And you're going to fucking see that now when the right thing comes in. Do you understand? Like, this is a sense of there's something in you that you're sitting there, you were still fucking holding on to, but now you're going to understand why it never happened, because the right thing is coming in and this was the wrong thing. So whether it's happening to you or it's happening to somebody else, it doesn't matter, because now the right thing is happening. And whatever this is, it's like we cling on to things for a lot of fucking reasons, Libra. And a lot of times it's because we have nothing else. We have nothing else but our fantasies or our desires or the way we thought it was, because nothing else makes sense to us. Boom, now there's clarity. Boom, now there's so many other opportunities. Boom, now there's, oh, okay, this is the opportunity that's open for me. And the floodgates pour open and you won't have time to think of what used to be or what I didn't get. Ultimately, this is what you've always really wanted. You just couldn't see how it was actually going to come into fruition or become. Well, I don't know why this was shown to me. This is bring love into the situation. New moon in Aquarius. Something could have started back then. I need clarity on this, please. Can you please give me clarity on this? Who am I supposed to... Come on, I need clarity on this. What is this situation? This is Virgo energy. What have I been working on? Once again, it's something that you've long desired. Or you're going to be very happy. It's something that you've long desired, something that's been desired, or something that's wanted you, and ultimately now it finally gets a chance to express it, or you finally get a chance to express exactly what it is that you want. But this is the connectivity of your desires to your current situation. It's a connectivity. It's happiness. But who is this fucking person? I'm asking for a fucking who, and I just need an answer, please. Dude, I need specifics, please. I want a who. Who or what is this person? Nope. It's this. Oh, God. It's like I can feel the fucking answer just sitting here. Who or what is this person? Water guardian. Connect with your emotions. It's a Cancerian. Cancer's shown up so many fucking times. There's something with Cancerian here. It could also be the season, but no. Dark eyes, dark hair, in reverse. It's like you've already met them. This is a traveler. Move in a new direction. But it's in reverse. So it's almost like it's already somebody you know or somebody you've met. Or they're not going somewhere. It's like somebody gets stuck or not being able to move. Not being able to move or being stuck in being stuck is going to keep you at exactly where you're supposed to be. Connect with your inner emotions. I'm saying, who is this? They've got dark eyes and dark hair. Female. Move in a new direction. I gotta go to the extended. I will definitely clarify this. I'm gonna dig down, guys. I swear to God, I will fucking spell out a name if I have to. I love you, and I'll see you there.